We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Gets inside, left-handed off the glass. Oh, what a sweet move.
Giddy, tough spot, back door, what a pass, what a play. And J-Dub picks the pocket of Trae Young. He'll take it himself.
This isn't Dort you're listening to, the Unconfessed.
What is up, and welcome to the Uncontested Podcast, coming to you live Sunday, April 14th. From the patio at Spark and Scissor Tail of OKC, where the Thunder are the one seed in the West.
Yes.
I'm your host for the evening, Jacob Niffen. Got JD with me tonight.
Bella.
We got Justin Peabody.
Hello, everybody.
We have a special appearance for a short time, Nick Crane.
Numero uno.
And we have Taylor Peterson.
Youngest NBA team in NBA history to secure the first seed in the Western Conference. That is insane.
Taylor's first sentence on the pod, and we're already into the stats. I love it. Hey, before we dive into a little bit of the Thunder versus Dallas, final game of the season, the standings, playoffs a week from today. Real quick, I want to tell you guys that we are part of the Blue Wire Podcast Network. We are also sponsored by Spark OKC and Dave's Hot Chicken. Shout out to Spark for hosting us out here tonight. We've got a ton of people on the patio, people enjoying drinks, burgers,
degenerates.
The degenerates are out in full force, so we appreciate that. If you are on the live stream watching us from not Spark, A, what the hell are you doing? Get to Spark. B, thank you for tuning in. We appreciate that. Hit that like button while you are here. Quick programming note, because we did not know what our podcast schedule would look like next week. Until like an hour ago, we will have our normal Wednesday show, 9 p.m., late night Friday show, because we will not know the Thunder's playoff opponent until Friday night. Like close to 11:30, I think, is when the 8-seed play-in game will conclude for the West, and then Thunder have to turn around and play them less than 48 hours later. So late night Friday show to talk all about the matchup. We'll talk about the possible matchups, but we won't know for sure until Friday night. So make sure to tune into that. That one will be a huge podcast. So we're really looking forward to that. I know we have Nick for a limited time. The dude stayed in OKC for a whole weekend and only gave us like 15 minutes. So Nick, before we lose you, I'm trying to look at Nick and I'm just seeing the side of JD's head the entire time. You've been here for the last two games covering the team. You were at media availability. Got here like 15 minutes ago from there. Just tell us what you learned from the team post-game today with the talk of number one seed in the West. Youngest team to get secure the number one seed in NBA history. Second time they've been the number one seed, referring to the Thunder. Sixth divisional title for the team. What did you hear from the team just a few minutes ago?
Something we already knew. I think age is just a number with these guys. Like the youngest team to ever do it, like we've said multiple times. But post-game, like the maturity of these guys, they're having fun. Like, enjoy being the number one seed. They're celebrating. They got their shirts. But the way they're approaching like the next steps and thinking about the next steps, it's like these guys are uncommon. Like this is not a normal bunch of kids. Like these guys are going to take the playoffs like they should. They're probably gonna have success doing it.
What have you seen? What have you guys seen from this last week? I know they've played a lot of teams who have sat players. Bucks missing their top two. Dallas missing everyone, which I don't care that Dallas was missing everyone. To get to 100 before they got to 50 was awesome. Like, it's just nice to see the Mavs get whooped. High on my wish list. But what have you guys seen from this past week that gives you confidence heading into next Sunday?
It feels like a team that's clicking at the right time. And that's what you want. You don't want to be the team that peaks in January. You don't want to be the team that peaks before the All-Star break. Five wins in a row heading into the playoffs is a good place to be, especially coming off the injuries. It felt like, are the Thunder with these injuries, is that going to disrupt all the good things that we've seen from them late in this year? But it feels like they got their groove back. The vibes are at an all-time high with this team. Jacob and I were talking at the game. Feels like Shea and Chet's chemistry is starting to bud a little bit. And if that starts taking off in the playoffs, it's game over. Like that you can't guard that. With the way Shea puts pressure on defenses with his attack, if he has an outlet to Chet or that backdoor oop, I don't know how any team stops that. And if that chemistry continues to develop into the playoffs, it's going to be a lot of fun to watch.
Something, Nick, you actually tweeted this out. It was a quote from Daigneault. I don't care how old we are. Our advantage is how we compete and how we do it together. And there's so much talk nationally about this Thunder team. They're so young. Obviously, they're the youngest team to secure the one seed, but they don't care about that. They're going to play the opponent in front of them. I think we've seen that here during this past stretch of the last five games, like you guys mentioned, with finally full health, which is huge and cannot be overstated.
It feels especially good to not be, like Justin talked about, not be stumbling into the playoffs. We saw the Timberwolves today be down by more than 20 to the Suns for a while, even though they were playing their full squad. They're incorporating guys like Cat back. The Thunder have kind of ironed all that stuff out. They're not worried about working people into the rotation, working people into the lineup. Like, the only experimental things they're doing is letting Gordon Hayward play more and try and do more things. Like, he dunked the basketball today. That's great. Love to see that. He's been looking especially spry, but there's not any new developments for the Thunder this late in the season. I feel good about that. It's just same old, same old.
I feel like they've, like, solidified their rotation. Bye, Nick.
Bye, Nick.
Told you we'd only get, like, we didn't even get the 15 minutes of Nick.
I'll see you in a year.
Sunday. I think the last time that all five of us were together for a pod was a year ago, actually, which is
like
awesome.
It, yeah.
Back then, we were the play-in team. Now we are playing that team in a week from now, which is wild. It feels like they've I'm not going to say solidified a playoff rotation, because if game one comes around and Mark Daigneault plays 12 guys, I will not be shocked at all. I get ready for 15 minutes of Lindy Waters and Usman Jang. Wouldn't shock me. But I feel like getting Shea back this week, fully healthy, very evident he is fully healthy. Like, he came out, the first game he was back was that Sacramento game, 40 ball, like, just immediately went to work, doing things that we hadn't seen from him in a month since he injured the quad. He looks good to go. Everyone looks fully healthy. And like that, to me, that is the biggest thing. When they have been healthy and good to go, they have been arguably the best team in the NBA. Right. I mean, when they were really clicking, I think back to like late December, early January, where they're rattling off wins against the fully healthy Knicks and the Boston Celtics and the Denver Nuggets. That is the level of health they are at now, and carrying that into the postseason. Like, that's arguably the biggest thing you could have. Everyone's healthy and your MVP candidate is playing at an MVP level. He also said today he wants that trophy. I don't know if you guys saw that. He said, I want that trophy. I wonder, do you guys think securing the one seed, does that change any voters' opinion on the MVP?
No. I think it's over. I think it's Jokic's. I don't know that there's literally anything Shea could have done today to change that.
It sucks, because I feel like it should. It should matter. Like,
I agree.
I've even seen Luka creep up in the standings above Shea in a lot of these like non-official polls. That's like they're the one seed now, and SGA has stats as good as anyone else.
I think that's probably it, right? Like, he secured that second place vote for MVP, but unfortunately, I think that stretch where he was out with the injuries was critical for his MVP chances. But ultimately, like this Thunder team has talked about, like Shea just talked about, to your point, Jacob, it's not about the MVP trophy. It's about holding up that trophy at the end of the season. And that's what this team cares about. That's what Shea cares about.
Totally. So let's talk more about the one seed in a second. There was a game today.
Barely.
We can break it down pretty quickly. I don't even have the final score pulled up, dude, to be honest with you. A whole lot to not a lot. It was the Monstars versus the Toon Squad.
135-86,
yeah. I mean, I want to ask takeaways, big picture. What's the theme of the game? I don't really know what you say.
I honestly was just excited that this Thunder team came out against a shorthanded Mavericks team. They knew it heading into it, and they just absolutely dominated from the very beginning. We were watching with some of our friends here on the patio, Silva and I, and it was just domination from the very beginning. They never took their foot off the gas. That's exactly what you want heading into the playoffs.
For me, I think that the story of the game, the Thunder didn't control their own destiny coming into today with the seeding. Some teams today benched guys. Some people didn't bench. The Thunder came out. Mark said pregame, it's one of 82. And we're coming out with the same level of competitiveness and intensity that we've played with all year. And when you play with that level of intensity and competitiveness, it was very clear they did, against the Mavs B team, it just rolls really, really, really fast. And that's exactly what happened. That tells me that this team came out not looking forward, not thinking about standings. They just came out wanting to play basketball and wanting to beat the team in front of them. I love that mindset, even on game 82 of 82.
And Mark said after the game also that tomorrow starts 0-0, a new season, which is the mentality you want them to have. You don't want them to coast off of their achievements that they've gotten this season. They've had a ton of achievements, obviously. I mean, Mark could win Coach of the Year, but will likely win Coach of the Year, I think. Should.
If he doesn't win it, we got a problem. Also, shout out to Josh Green today, who was a minus 44 in 31 minutes. that's impressive.
I think one of the other takeaways for me is it's hard to look at stats, right, and have a big takeaway from a game like today. Chet, though, 13 points and 9 boards in a half of basketball.
What happened?
And I think it was one of the most impressive halves he's played this season. Context is key. Audio difficulties with the speaker here. Hopefully not on the stream. But I think it's a perfect kind of crown on top of the season that he's had. 82 games, a year removed from injury. I think super impressive to have a guy come out and play 82, start all 82, and perform 82 straight. Heck of a season from Chet.
Chet was one I was going to mention as well, Justin. But mainly because we're talking about this team playing their best basketball, playing their best basketball here to heading into the playoffs. Chet struggled there. Obviously, it was very apparent that he was tired, had tired legs. But we've seen recently, especially during this homestand, he's looked so much more like himself. The Chet that we saw while he was in contention for Rookie of the Year. And so Chet's recent play is what's one of the biggest takeaways for me from these past couple of games that we've seen from the Thunder.
Yep. Yeah, Taylor and I watched this game with some friends that our speaker is just acting out currently.
Gonna talk to everybody.
Yeah, Taylor and I watched this game with some friends that came down, drove hours to get here, and we were just kind of having fun watching the peripheral guys like Usman do some crazy stuff, block shots, run the space to the floor. We saw Gordon Hayward dunk. Yeah, it was like we were looking for Easter eggs during this game. It was just kind of they took care of business by halftime, and by that point it was kind of over, and everyone was just looking ahead, checking the box scores of the other games, rooting for the Suns, I guess.
Yeah.
I'm laughing because that speaker keeps talking to us. But Silva, one thing that you and I talked a lot about when we were watching this game, so these guys are just having a blast out there. They're smiling. You saw Shea and Jay Will kind of shoving each other, big smiles on their faces. Josh Giddey gets that and one there during the third quarter, and the bench is just like swarming him. These guys are just having a blast, and the chemistry is something that I think can carry this team far into the playoffs.
I think, too, like before the game, J-Dub came out and addressed the crowd, and he said, "Welcome back, Loud City." And I love that. Like, for a guy that came in when the Thunder weren't good and, like, the crowds weren't as good as what OKC is known for, this feels like a big full circle moment for OKC, for the fans, for the arena. Like, I cannot wait for next Sunday. It's going to be insane.
Not only did J-Dub come out and address the crowd pregame, the dude with the most vibes on the team, like, he's the most comfortable guy in front of a camera, came out to an absolute chorus of barks.
Yes.
Which was incredible. If Justin barked, Taylor's got to bark.
Oh my gosh.
We have to get it started now. And yes, we're going to blast it on social media. Game one in Paycom will be nationally televised. It's going to be ESPN or TNT. Everybody across the country is going to be watching that game. We got to make sure all 18,000 people in there not only are wearing their playoff shirts, but when tip-off starts, it needs to sound like a goddamn dog pound in there. Like, it needs to be going. Like, people need to tune in who haven't watched this team this season and be like, what the hell is wrong with these people? What is going on? Like, I want videos of people watching the game in their home and their dogs are barking because they're hearing the TV barking. Like, it's got to be, we got to make it happen. We absolutely
what
have to make it happen.
Doing?
As far as just next Sunday, like, with what you guys have seen from the crowd, what are we expecting that place to be like? The place, like, 100 yards from us. What are we expecting that place to be like next Sunday? Probably we're going to get the late game. So next Sunday night, what are we thinking? What are we looking for?
I'm going to compare it approximately to a blender full of nails.
It's a great, very specific comparison.
when OKC 1.0 was contending, we very quickly made a reputation in the league for our crowds. And it was all the time, but especially in the playoffs. We've been waiting for a while. Especially, like, the last time they were in the playoffs was in the Orlando bubble. So, like, we didn't get a full opportunity to show what we got for that team.
It's been 6 years since there's been a playoff game in that building.
It's gonna be madness.
I want so badly for J-Dub to recreate the play that Russ hit, the and one against the Lakers.
With the scoop.
Yes. And the crowd just goes nuts. That's, like, one of the most famous plays from that era, obviously. And he could recreate that, I think.
Just with the energy and the screaming.
He always does the scream after a big play. Mm-hmm. Like, he's bringing that energy again. And he said recently he's a huge fan of Russ from that era.
I love that. Like, they are really recreating vibes from, like, 12 years ago.
I will say this, as somebody who works downtown, and seeing what the games look like pregame and people trying to get into the arena, I get it. Like, random games in January or February, those get tough. But tonight or today, driving down, trying to find a parking spot, seeing all the people walking around downtown, heading into the game with all their Thunder gear on, gave me some major flashbacks to that Thunder 1.0 era. I think these fans, us fans, are all extremely ready for playoff basketball back in OKC. And I think it's going to deliver.
Couldn't agree more. Hey, let's take our first break of the night. On the other side, it is time for our Dave's Hot Chicken Hot Take of the Week, even though we're at Spark. Is that sacrilegious? Are we allowed to do a Dave's Read at Spark?
Same ownership. It counts.
We're good. Hey, after you finish your burger, go like a mile across the street and go get some Dave's as well. We will be right back.
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Owning a small business can be overwhelming. How can your business stand out and connect with customers? Easy. Get Constant Contact. There's so many places to reach customers. Email, text messages, Instagram, TikTok, Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, live events. The list goes on. How are you, as the business owner, expected to own all of those channels? That's where Constant Contact comes in to help. With Constant Contact, you'll reach new audiences, grow your customer list, and communicate more effectively to sell more, raise more, and fast-track growth. I use this to grow my email list, and you should too. So get going and start growing your business today with a free trial at ConstantContact.com. Just go to ConstantContact.com right now. Constant Contact, helping the small stand tall. ConstantContact.com.
All right, we are back. Before we hit Dave's hot chicken hot take of the week, I want to let you guys know that the East Hollywood pop-up sensation turned fast casual superstar, Dave's Hot Chicken, is now serving Oklahoma and Bricktown Edmond, coming soon to Chisholm Creek. Their mouthwatering sliders tenders are offered at 7 spice levels, ranging from no spice at all the way up to Reaper, and each piece of hand-breaded chicken is spiced to order using a blend crafted specifically for its heat level or no spice at all, along with sides of house-made kale slaw, creamy mac and cheese, and crispy seasoned fries. You can also get the new Dave's Not Chicken. Those are cauliflower slices that taste just like Dave's, but they're not. It's cauliflower. Visit Dave's Hot Chicken in Bricktown right next to Fuzzy's Taco Shop before game one next Sunday. Come down early, eat some Dave's, and then head over to the arena and get ready for an awesome day of basketball. Gentlemen, your hot takes of the week. It's a dead week. We have nothing but playing games to watch until the playoffs next weekend. So what do you got? Also, if you're in the live chat, drop your hot takes as well so we can read some of them.
Everyone's staring at me, so I feel like that means I'm going first.
100%.
Okay. My hot take is that the Los Angeles Lakers will not proceed to the playoff.
Hey.
Lakers going down in the play-in.
That was my hot take, so I have to come up with something different here. let's see.
I can go while you think. No,
we got to rank this one.
You got to rate it.
True. Right. I've got it back.
I also mentioned to Jacob on the drive to the game that I feel like we need a Dave's Hot Chicken Dune 2 crossover. Power over spice is power over all.
I love it. Hey, a little preview there.
Free Justin. Marketing idea.
So, can you enhance on your hot take a little bit? So they're not making out the play-in. They are playing the 7-8 game. So do they lose the first game or the second game?
I think they
have to lose two. To
I was going
to
say, I think.
They, okay, so you have them losing two straight.
Correct.
Anthony Data Davis will be day-to-day with back spasms, as Dave McMiniman tweeted out. I'm giving this one a medium, I think.
I had this as my hot take. I'll go ahead and give you a hot. I could see them beating the Pelicans, but again, just that Anthony Davis hurt it yet again. Pelicans are playing really good basketball, even though I still would like to see them in the first round. I'll go hot. I'll give you a little bit of a spicier level.
I think I'm going to lie and give it I'm going to give it like a mild, because I just want this to happen so badly that maybe I'll just will it into existence.
Make it happen.
So mild. This is going to happen. I'm confident.
My backup hot take is not super applicable to this upcoming week, but as the founder of the Josh Giddey Hate Club, apparently.
Oh, my God.
I'm actually going the other direction. I think Josh Giddey closes the majority of the games in the playoffs for OKC.
Closes. Okay.
Closes a majority of the games. I'm going light mile.
Boo.
I'll give you a hot on this one.
Ooh.
I think he's played great, but I still think there's going to be lots of opportunities for a guy like Cason Wallace or even like Isaiah Joe, Aaron Wiggins, like depending on the situation, depending on the matchup. I don't know that it's a lock.
I think I'd go, let me not hedge. I'm not going to hedge again here. I'd probably go hot as well. I just think there's going to be, like, although we've seen Josh improve a ton over the last few months, I think Mark is not committed to a certain matchup, certain lineup. He's going to play it night by night. And I think Josh is going to play a lot of minutes, but yeah, we'll see the guys Justin named, you know, enough to where it's not a majority.
Jay, do you want to fire yours off next? You want me to go?
I can go.
Okay.
I thought about this for roughly 2 minutes.
That's about right.
Yeah. Thunder in five.
You son of a gun.
Just in general.
I hate you. I was going to say, doesn't matter who they play in round one, it's Thunder in five.
Thunder in five.
So we have a joint hot take. Because we both cooked it up in about 90 total seconds combined. So you two got to give us a take because we both have the same one.
That feels pretty hot to me. I'm gonna give it. Why?
Why?
There's so many variables. Like,
you worried about the Golden State Warriors?
What if it's the Lakers and AD's healthy? You still saying Thunder and
what
five?
If I'm a millionaire?
We need
because it feels like those have the same odds.
We need our equivalent of the Suns guy, Suns and Fords.
Yeah, that's gonna be. We got to get JD to recreate that picture.
I'd also like JD to get in a fist fight in Paycom.
JD, fist fight in Paycom, Thunder and Four.
Hey, that'll make Sean.
That picture, I would get it tattooed on my chest if they won the title.
Do you think Sean will stop commenting about the charges and fight someone?
No, I do not.
Probably not. Sean's got a vendetta against you.
Give this man enough Spark OKC Club specials. He might do it.
So you're going hot, Justin?
Yeah, I'm going hot.
I'm with you, just because there's so much variability of who the Thunder could be playing that first round. I think I'm hot as well.
I also think you're hot, Taylor.
You're not the first, and you won't be the last.
One thing you do not lack is self-confidence, my guy. All right. What are you doing?
I got the emote.
Oh. Talking about matchups in the first round, doesn't matter, just Thunder and five. Let's talk about some of those potential matchups. The 7-8 game, I believe, for the West takes place on Wednesday. Actually, I think both West games take place on Wednesday.
I think it was Tuesday.
East is one. Dude, I don't know. Okay.
West is Tuesday.
West is Tuesday. It'll be the 7-8 and then the 9-10. 7-8 game is the Lakers at the 8th seed at the Pelicans. The loser still has another chance to win, but the winner gets the 7 and draws the Nuggets. What do you guys think about that matchup? We literally just saw it today. And how do you see that going? And how do you feel about those two against the Thunder if one of those two does make the 8th seed?
I think Zion is kind of on a thank you, Jacob. Thank you, Jacob. You're just doing the Lord's work here. Thank you. I think Zion is on a redemption arc of a kind now. And if you all remember the in-season tournament, the Lakers completely shat on the Pelicans in that. And Zion was kind of erased from that game. I think this is time for their revenge. I think Ingram is back.
He should be, yeah.
Should be back. AD left tonight's game with, like, hip and back spasms, which, you know, sounds bad. So, yeah, I'd pick the Pelicans there.
I guess I have to stick with Pelicans based off my prediction. Based off my hot take. I agree. I mean, Zion's had a great year. It'd be nice to get some vindication against the Lakers.
I'd prefer the Pelicans, obviously, which is maybe why I'm leaning that way. But at the same time, I don't know. We talked about Anthony Davis being day-to-day and always seemingly to have some sort of injury that pops up. We've also talked about Brandon Ingram. He'll be back, sure. Is he 100%?
Brandon did play today, 23 minutes, 6 of 9 from the field.
Very nice.
Very nice.
Doesn't scare
13
me.
Points, 5 rebounds, 0 assists. He was a minus 28. How do you feel about plus minus, Taylor?
Can't remember. What's the sounder? I can't even remember.
Plus minus is more of a team stat.
Thank you. Got my best guys on it. I think I'm going to go ahead and give the edge to the Lakers here. But I don't know. It really could go either way. That's what's so crazy about this Western Conference. And again, just makes what the Thunder have done being in the first place just all the more impressive.
So you went Lakers?
Yes, sorry, Lakers.
What did you say?
Pelicans.
I think I'm also going Pelicans. The storyline there is awesome. Like,
agreed.
The Pelicans had a bad game today. Anthony Davis coming back to New Orleans. I don't want to say the New Orleans Pelicans are like young, but like the younger team versus the team that is really like maxed out for the foreseeable future. I just feel like in that arena with AD back, that the hatred in New Orleans will be frothy.
I haven't heard that one on the podcast before.
Frothy.
A new one.
I was thinking it's a little bit like if the Thunder were to play the Clippers in the playoff, because you know they got Anthony Davis from them and they gave up, you know, everything.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But the Thunder also beat the Pelicans last year in the play-in. So they have additional motivation there to make it out of the play-in.
Hey. Lakers don't have a Shai Gilgeous-Alexander though. The true. Other matchup is the 9-10 matchup in the West. That would be the Warriors taking a 30-minute bus ride over to Sacramento to play the Kings. Kings have a couple of guys who will still be out in Malik Monk and Kevin Huerter. The Warriors sat Steph and Draymond today, assuming they will play in that game. This is a rematch of last year's, was it 3-6 last year?
Yeah.
A rematch of the 3-6 playoff series last year that the Warriors won, the Kings lost. How do you guys see this one coming to fruition? What happens in the 7 or the 9-10? Who goes home empty-handed from that game?
We all keep looking over at Justin to start these.
I'll continue to go first. I think the Warriors.
Well, I have to look left because there's nobody to my right. I guess I could talk to the trash can. Which is like the equivalent of talking to Nick Crane. He's kind of still here, so. I'm just kidding, Nick. I love you.
I'm going with the Warriors in this one. I think the Kings match up well with a lot of teams, but I don't know that the Warriors are one of them. And I think it, like in the one game kind of play-in scenario where anything can happen, it feels like that's where the stars can take over. And the Warriors, despite them being really old, still have more stars than the Kings.
This feels like, comparing this to the 3-6 matchup, like everyone was so much happier in the 3-6 matchup last year. This is like just a sadder version of that same matchup. Both teams are worse, have slightly more bleak outlooks on the future of their organizations. Draymond could still stomp on Sabonis, though.
It's a possibility.
Seems likely.
I've got Kings. I'm going Kings. I think maybe I'm too biased as a Thunder fan, who puts a lot of stock into the regular season and the track record we already have seen. I understand the playoffs are a completely different game, whatever. I think the Kings pull it off.
I think the Kings have a little bit of an advantage with this game being at home as well.
Yep.
The Sacramento crowd is pretty awesome.
Pretty awesome.
You know what? Give me the Kings.
Kings.
Wow. Yes.
Light the beam.
Light the beam. I will take the Kings. I don't want to talk about what the next matchup would be because we just have no clue the outcome.
That's so convoluted.
So let's just do a quick run through of those four teams. Again, that would be Pelicans, Lakers, Kings, Warriors. We kind of did this exercise on Wednesday where like we ranked, or was it last Sunday? We ranked like the top five or six.
Yep.
We are down to four now. How would we rank these four in like preference of who the Thunder will play? Like, who we think they will have the easiest time beating? Again, it's Pelicans, Lakers, Kings, Warriors. What would you put the order of that?
I think I'd go Warriors one at this point. Honestly.
I was just about to say, is it crazy to say that Warriors should be the easiest? It feels a little crazy.
I don't necessarily think so.
They're the 10, aren't they?
They are the 10.
It feels like they're, I mean, at some point.
You are who your record says you are, right?
Right.
But like looking at the other teams, Pelicans have Zion, Lakers have Davis, probably. Kings have Sabonis. Warriors have Looney? Like of those four, I'm picking the Warriors in that one because Chet should be able to go off every night.
Yeah. And Looney's been significantly worse this season than
who guards Chet?
Rookie Trace Jackson Davis is starting for the, for the Warriors over Looney.
I've always thought he sounds like a country music star.
I think the order is the seeding. I would take the Warriors,
yep,
and then the Kings, and then the Lakers, and last would be the Pelicans.
Lakers over Pelicans, huh?
I think so. Zion scares me more than anyone on the Lakers, honestly.
I think it all depends on Davis's health for me.
Agreed. And if that's the case, I'm then adjusting. I fear Zion more than anyone on the Lakers. I just have no belief that Anthony Davis will be able to play at 100% for a playoff series.
That's fair.
Yeah, I get that. I also think that you can just let Zion do his thing and can crack down on the rest of the Pelicans, and it won't really matter if Zion's...
I also think of those four, only one team has a player who slightly worries me guarding Shea, and that is Herb Jones.
That's fair. Yep.
The other three, who guards him on the Lakers? D'Angelo Russell? Barbecue well. Chicken. Rui Hachimura? More barbecue chicken. Like, they don't have anybody.
Yep.
Who guards him on the Kings? Harrison Barnes? Keon Ellis.
Yeah.
He just gave Keon a 40-piece.
Well, yeah.
Who guards him from the Warriors? Draymond? That actually kind of scares me, because Draymond will kick his testicles into orbit.
And SGA is not available for round two.
It's the worst Wiggins would guard him. The
yeah, Wiggins. You're right.
That's the worst, an underrated storyline. Wiggins versus Wiggins?
A Wiggins versus A Wiggins. Aaron better.
Aaron will whoop his ass. Just saying. So we're all in agreement? Or do you guys want to switch Pelicans-Lakers?
I would switch Lakers-Pelicans, but that's just me.
I think we're split because I'm with Justin.
Does it really matter?
Does it really matter? Thunder win regardless.
Thunder and five, baby. Thunder and five. Let's take our next break of the night on the other side. Got a predictions update because the season is over. That's going to be a fun thing to talk about. I personally think it's going to be a blast to talk about. Nothing I would rather talk about than that, honestly.
Me either.
And then we'll look forward to some of the playoff matchups that are already locked in. We will be right back. And we are back. Hey, Spark has a banger playlist going on during this podcast.
We were talking about this during the game.
All pop punk from like my undergrad.
Bangers only.
Years.
That's right. Yeah, we talked
about this. This is incredible. I feel like I'm like 19 again. It's incredible. This playlist was probably playing the last time the Thunder were the one seed.
Oh my god!
Look at that. Look at that tie-in. Look at that tie-in. All right. It is time for some end of season prediction updates.
Get it over with, Jacob.
I kind of just want to spend some time here. In last place.
Oh my god.
For our season prediction contest is my guy, Justin.
Yeah. I didn't. Yes.
Wow. You probably can't hear it on the microphone, but there's a literal standing ovation happening in Spark. There's 10,000 people on their feet.
Justin ended the year with 46 points. Good job, Justin.
Hey, thanks.
46 is nothing to be ashamed of.
It feels like it is.
That's two more than Shea Gilgeous-Alexander's career high in points.
Look at that. You beat Shea.
Why did you know that?
Stats.
And second to last place would be Taylor Peterson with 48 points.
Still claim that I'd be in first if Jacob didn't change the rules midway through, but it's fine. Yeah. It's fine.
I don't think that one's holding up.
I'm not Jonte Porter. I'm not cooking the books, all right? Third place.
We almost need a drum roll for this one.
This is exciting.
That drum roll is not going to show up on that microphone.
Eat it, Nick.
Third place is Nick Crane. Hey! 49 points. Nick with a 1-3 week.
Unbelievable.
The contrarian finally caught up to him.
Pessimism lost.
Season on the line, and he crumbles. Absolutely crumbles.
Second place, JD Silva. 52 points, JD. I'm proud of you.
I was in the middle of mediocrity the entire season, but I can't, clutched up when it counted.
I love it. Hey, will you announce the last one for me, please?
Ridiculous.
And the winner is Jacob Niffin.
56 points. I beat Nick. Look at Nick. You guys all owe me. That's the best round of applause I've ever gotten in my life. I've done nothing more in my life that deserves a round of applause than winning this. Educating like 1K plus children doesn't even stack up to beating you assholes in this race. I am proud of myself. you guys owe me a day of eating in Vegas at Summer League.
I will say, on that note, very happy you won and not Nick.
Yeah.
Nick, I've seen that man eat.
He can eat a
Nick
lot.
Can he eat. Can put it away.
Nick.
Jacob's much more considerate. Jacob and I shared popcorn at the game today. That's all you need to know.
It was kind of cute, honestly. Romantic. It was good popcorn, too.
Pecan popcorn never disappoints. It never misses.
It was pretty good, except I saw how much like butter and oil they put in that bad boy.
We got to watch them make it, and sometimes you don't want to see how the sausage is made.
If you like took a shot of that, like
that should be a bet payoff.
Take a shot up of the innards.
Popcorn
is what's
oil.
Happening there. Are we doing playoff predictions? The folks need to know. Is playoff predictions a thing? Are we
it needs
picking
to be
it back
a thing.
Up?
I think we should. I don't know. I don't know how big you want to go if you're wanting to like predict every game, but like predict the series.
Yeah.
Thunder in 4, Thunder in 5.
We could do that.
Fill in the blank. What's, team in 6.
What does the winner get?
The people are nodding their heads. We have to do it.
That when we say the people, we got like 3 head nods. Consensus.
More than
that's
no head nod.
Consensus. What's the winner get for this one? It can't be another day of eating in Vegas. That doesn't count.
That doesn't seem fair. Let's go. I do think it should be Summer League related. Let's keep it all. We can just pay it all off together. Is it something smaller, like a Milky Bun?
I was going to say that or like some merch from Summer League.
Summer League shirt.
Okay.
That's a good one.
Should the loser have like a negative payout?
No. Speaking as the loser, no, they should not.
Yeah, because what if Justin is the loser twice? Then that would be just wrong.
Well, he doesn't have anything to pay off for losing the season, except he's got more money to pay.
Aren't we all giving money to charity?
We are giving money
to
charity.
That's what I was thinking, yeah.
And the fans have to match it, so we will post the total later on Twitter, and we will crowdsource it as far as, like, you could be able to Venmo us or Cash App us or whatever. And as soon as the money gets matched, we will donate it all. Who are we donating it to?
That's not something you can just like
I don't
answer
know.
On the
throw
fly,
out
dude.
There. Yeah,
we top 5 charities ranking. They can go.
We will find somebody to donate the money to for sure. Okay, so Summer League merch is the payout for
I like it.
Winning the playoffs.
Summer League merch ain't cheap. It's like $40 t-shirt.
It is
$60 for
and
a hat.
Silva's wearing one right now.
Yeah.
You can Silva's wearing his experience. Paycheck on his chest.
Yep.
Let's talk the rest of the NBA playoffs, guys. Let's start. We've already talked West play-in. Let's jump to East play-in. First one, the 10-seed Hawks versus the 9-seed Bulls. I'm convinced that we should just call the play-in tournament the Hawks-Bulls Invitational because they are perpetually in it because they always suck. Hawks at Bulls. One of them's going home. Who is it?
Hopefully both.
I don't think that's how that works.
It's not. Both those teams stink.
Give me the Hawks, because if there's one thing you can say about the Hawks, it's that they've never had two guys try to alley-oop the same ball.
That is true.
It's a fair point.
Hey, shout out to – that was Andre Drummond and Torrey Craig, I believe. Andre Drummond and Torrey Craig pulling that off. And by pulling it off, I mean completely botching the best alley-oop wasn't an alley-oop I've ever seen in my life. Is going to save our guy Poku from – shafting a full of the century.
Maybe.
Yes.
Because Poku inbound the ball to the ref today.
And then try to get it back and just bring the ball up the floor like nothing happened.
Love our
Poku.
God bless Poku.
Miss
our Poku.
If Poku ran for president, I would vote for him. I might write him in on my ballot in November.
Concerning.
I will write him in on my ballot in November. That can be a bet payoff as well.
There you go.
I'm going Hawks as well. Anyone taking Bulls?
I think the Bulls might win it. The Bulls have been incredibly clutch in the clutch. DeMar DeRozan's been awesome. And the Hawks just kind of seem, I mean, Trae Young's just now coming back from injury. The vibes aren't great with the Hawks right now. I kind of think the Bulls could pull it off, but I don't see them going any further.
I don't know. I don't really feel enthusiastic either way. I'd probably say, you know, why not the Bulls? The winner of this loses to the winner of the to the loser of the 7-8 matchup, I think.
Agreed. 7-8 matchup. The Heat visit the 76ers. Can the Heat do it again?
Man, that's going to be a fun one.
The answer is no. The Heat cannot do it again. I think the Heat are cooked.
I was going to say, I'm taking the Sixers. Joel Embiid needs to stop falling down on non-contact injuries, though, if I want to feel more confident. Then
it happened again 2 nights ago.
It did. Yeah.
Last night, I think.
Or last night? Yeah. He limped away.
Not good.
I'm picking the Sixers in that one. I respect the Heat, but I'm kind of tired of them also.
That guy's looking great. I am also taking the 76ers. They will get the 7th seed. So if it's 76ers versus, or sorry, Heat versus whoever wins the 9-10, we're all taking the Heat, yeah?
Yeah.
We don't have to discuss that?
Correct.
I love that because then it's Heat-Celtics in round one. Fabulous. And the Celtics have some demons to exercise.
Sign me up for 7 games of that.
Anytime someone says they have demons to exercise, I always don't, like, my brain hears it as, like, these demons are going to go, like, hit the gym.
Satan on and, like, the Peloton.
They're getting on the, yeah,
Satan
they're getting
on the Peloton is maybe the toughest phrase that's ever been uttered on this podcast. Let's go back west. 4-5. Clips, Mavs. Clippers have home court advantage.
I like the Mavs. I'm going to be honest.
Too. Which sets up for a Mavs Thunder second round series, which would be
that
toxic.
Would be a blast.
That terrifies me. Sending Luka home after Lou Dort clamps him for 6 straight games
would be a absolute peak toxic.
Hey,
playoff series.
We got 3 of us here in OKC. 2 of our guys down in the Dallas Metro.
Oh, we'll
be
going to Dallas.
Fun turnpike trip.
We will be going down to Dallas. I might get stabbed in Dallas, things I would say to some Dallas fans. I might stab a Dallas fan here. I don't know. We'll see. Anyone taking the Clippers in this series?
I'm taking the Clippers.
Okay.
I love it.
It's a roster full of old men that don't care about anything besides the playoffs. And they're going to wake up. They're all going to wake up at the
same
time.
Will they be healthy, JD?
They'll be healthy enough.
Healthy enough.
Will Harden fold?
Is the sky blue?
Touche. Maybe my favorite Western Conference playoff matchup is 3-6. Timberwolves, Suns. A rematch of the game today where the Suns smacked the Wolves. The Suns are 3-0 against the Wolves this year with an average margin of victory of like 22 points.
They have shredded
that Wolves number one defense.
All I can think about is the clip of the Wolves fans in the arena when they got news that Denver lost and they were all cheering. Like, I wonder how – I'd like to check in on those people. How are they feeling right now that they know they have to play the Suns? Because I'd imagine not great.
They cannot be feeling good at all.
I'm still taking the Timberwolves.
What?
I think it's either going to be a 7-game series or the Wolves sweep them. There's going to be no in between.
That's interesting. Nuts.
Interesting.
I'm saying Suns in 5.
Wow.
Like, I think Kevin Durant and Bradley Beal and Devin Booker are salivating at this matchup. And I don't think Kat has anything to change their mind.
Just like Metro Boomin, I don't trust him.
It does feel like the exact matchup the Suns would win. Like, if they're going to win one, it'd probably be a matchup like this. This is the one. It's kind of like the asshole bowl, though. It's like Nurkic versus Gobert. That might be it, actually.
Another great second round, though. Like, if this goes how we're saying it'll go, Mavs Suns second round, phenomenal television. Sign me up.
Give me the Wolves.
Okay.
I think the home court will be the difference. I have no reason to believe that. I'm just making a suggestion. Let's go out east. 3-6, Bucks versus Pacers.
Bucks.
We do not know. Oh, I messed up. Who plays the Pacers?
Bucks.
We had somebody show up at Spark earlier and just walk out of the door and say, Bucks.
It was incredible. By.
That and my spit take are my claims to fame. That's so all good. I bring to this podcast.
I'm so proud of you. We do not know if Giannis is going to be healthy. That
seems important.
Plays a pretty big role. The Bucks have also just like kind of not been great for like a lot of the season.
You think they miss Bud?
Miss
Bud.
Bud. Yeah, whenever Doc Rivers is your coach, I think you miss whoever the previous coach was. I think that's how that works.
Fair enough.
I think I'm still picking the Bucks in this one.
I'm still taking the Bucks.
I don't think Tyrese Halliburton has been healthy like for half the season. And I don't think that's going to change until...
The problem is the Bucks don't really have anyone to guard Tyrese Halliburton.
No, they don't. And Giannis might miss a game or two or more. Yep. We don't know.
And when he comes back, he might not be fully healthy. He might come back at like 80%. Anyone taking the Pacers here?
No.
Nope. Can you think of the drama if the Bucks lose in the first round of the Pacers?
Oh, if the Bucks lose in the first round, I think we see a Dame trade this summer.
Yep.
I think that happens.
Again.
Again.
Would Dame for Booker swap make sense?
Oh, that's wild.
That's spicy. I don't think it happens.
Okay.
I can't picture Booker anywhere else.
Yeah.
That's the only move they... That's for a different podcast. 4-5. Cleveland, Orlando.
It's going to be
This is an interesting one because Orlando was in the position that Cleveland was in last year, where they're the new team to the playoffs, going up against a team that has a little bit of experience, that's got a little bit of toughness. I think this one's going to be a war. Paulo versus Evan Mobley for, I think, at minimum 6 games. It's kind of dope.
It's going to be a lot of fun.
Jalen Suggs trying to clamp Donovan Mitchell.
I think I'm leaning Cavs, but I think I agree. Like, would not be surprised to see this one go 6-7, and should be a lot of fun the whole time.
I think if I were a Magic fan, I'd feel really good about this matchup. I think the Cavs have some pretty bad vibes. Donovan Mitchell keeps getting hurt. Darius Garland's had a really bad season. Their front court is awkward still because neither Jared Allen or Evan Mobley shoot threes at all. So Orlando's offensive like weirdness kind of matches up well with them. That's strange. I think it's going to go 6 or 7.
I think it's a great matchup. Like, I think across the board, the like positional matchups, I think, are phenomenal.
That's why my brain says Cavs, just because of the playoff experience. And we have Donovan Mitchell, assuming he's healthy. I get it. But my heart says Orlando. We got to have some upsets somewhere. Give me the Magic in like a 6 or 7 game series.
As of right now, I'm going to say Cavs.
Also, this banner behind us is about to turn into a kite. It's about to go
take
flying.
Because I think it will. All right. Before we get done today, before we hop off the stream, before we leave the wonderful people at Spark OKC, one more time, just big thoughts, overall takeaways. The Thunder, the number one seed in the West heading into the playoffs. Maybe my favorite Thunder season in the history of Thunder basketball. I'm just putting that out in the ether right now. This season has been incredible. The vibes have been immaculate. Thoughts, feelings, takes. Like, the last thing you say before we see the first, well, both the play-in games. What do you got?
I think it's just in the life cycle of a fan, it feels like a really big full circle moment. You think about the journey Thunder 1.0 went on to have that 8 seed run against the Lakers where it showed like, hey, we can compete. And then the next year to go to the Western Conference Finals, it feels like this team skipped a step. Like, this should have been the year where they sneak into the playoffs and make some noise. But instead, they're the 1 seed. And that just feels insane. Like, rewind to our preseason predictions where we felt like, yeah, this team's going to be better, but like, how much better? If you had told any of us they're sitting at the 1 seed at the end of the season, I think it would have been like, okay, Homer, like, take off your Thunder blue glasses. But like, here we are. So I cannot wait. The fans of Oklahoma City deserve it. Paycom's going to be awesome. I think it's the last, Jacob and I were talking about it during the game today. Like, this is the last stress-free basketball game we have for a while. The expectations have arrived sooner than we thought. And from here on out, it's going to be a lot of anxiety, but a lot of fun.
I'm going to start slamming those playoff digs. Me ripping cigarettes in the Paycom Center.
I've never
smoked a cigarette in my life, for what it's worth.
Not a bad time to start.
Nor have you made a parlay.
Nor have I made. Maybe I will make a parlay and smoke a cigarette on the podcast if they win the finals.
Yes.
There it is. Hold them to it, listeners.
You thought Taylor's spit take was bad. Yeah. I'm going to be throwing up on the
Jacob's
live stream.
First drag.
Oh, man.
It was everywhere.
I was just going to say that this is the fun part, right? Because, again, as fans, talking specifically as fans, we know this Thunder team is never, an organization is never going to let the outside noise get to them. But as a fandom, this is the fun part. We aren't supposed to be here, quote unquote, and here we are. Next season, you're supposed to be there, and why are the Thunder not pushing all their trade chips into the middle of the table to make the huge superstar trade? You know, we have to make all those
That was close.
I told you, this thing's about to fly away. But more than anything, I just want to encourage all the fans again. Like, my favorite sports memories growing up are going to Game 6 of the Western Conference Finals in 2012 when the Thunder beat the Spurs. And then again, Game 1 of the Finals against the Miami Heat. We know that these things don't last forever. Obviously, we hope that this iteration of the Thunder lasts longer than the previous. But I encourage every Thunder fan, wherever you are, to come out. Let's pack Paycom. Let's make Loud City as loud as it's ever been. And let's just enjoy the moment.
Yeah, I was talking with a few of you earlier while the game was still on or ending. And I joined the podcast, you know, 2.5-ish years ago at this point. And every year has been a dramatic change for this team. So, you know, the first year, one of the first games I covered was the 73-point loss. And then the next season was like a 15-win improvement. Super exciting. You know, Chet misses the season, but it's still really fun. This season, another 15-game improvement or more. Is it 15?
17.
17-game improvement.
The Thunder have improved. The Thunder's improvement gap the past 2 years is more games than the Pistons have won total the past 2 years.
It's absurd. Now, I'm just trying to the
Pistons team, won 31. The Thunder have improved by 15 and 17, which is 32.
It's like the team is moving so fast, but I'm trying to slow down a little and just cherish like each game. We'll see how I feel after Sunday.
It sounds like you're breaking up with me right now.
No.
I'm moving so fast. I'm just trying to slow down, but let's see how Sunday goes.
That's how I feel right now, but I'll be having a panic attack before the game on Sunday, and then I'll be back to normal. But I'm cherishing the season for now. Chet played all 82.
Hey, I legitimately was watching the game, actually with my mom, at the Super Bowl. I'm a Chiefs fan. Full on, like, dry heaved. So, like, the Thunder and the Western Conference Finals or the Finals, I'm going to be a little anxious.
The Uncontested on Xanax.
Might have to.
Finals edition.
Might have to borrow some cigs from Jacob.
I got you, bro. I don't even know how much cigarettes cost. Can you buy a single cigarette?
No, that's not how that works.
All I need is one.
Hello, cashier. One cigarette, please.
I have so many thoughts. The thing I keep coming back to, I was thinking about this the other day. This season for the Timberwolves is the best season in the past 20 years. This season for the Thunder is the best season in the past 10. The Thunder have had 7 or 8 seasons that the Wolves haven't had in 20. Like,
spoiled.
I think sometimes we get too used to this success. This is an anomaly, and it's something to cherish. It wasn't until I got over here today and we started setting up for the podcast that, like, it set in. They're the number one seed. If they make the Western Conference Finals, Game 1 is in that building. If it goes to Game 7, like a Game 7 Thunder-Denver Western Conference Finals would be in Paycom.
Insane.
Across the street from where we are now.
Game like,
seven. It's not an anomaly, Jacob. It's an arrival.
It is an arrival. That is how we end the podcast.
Hey,
look
nailed
at you.
It. Nailed it.
Hey, thank you all for tuning into the show tonight. We had a ton of people in the live stream. JD, be too smooth with the breakup, though, is the comment. JD, how many girls have you broken up with before?
None. It's usually the other way around.
Oh, poor JD. You should have done it. You're good at it. I feel like I was let down slowly.
All right.
Thank you guys for coming into the live stream tonight. If you're watching on YouTube, maybe a record number in the live stream, which is incredible. Just wait till Friday.
Hey.
After we find out the playoff opponent on Friday. Thank you to those of you who came out to Spark.
Woo!
We appreciate you all. We had an awesome group here. Gave away some stickers. People enjoyed some food, some drink. Maybe we'll do another watch party.
Love
with,
it.
With the playoffs on the horizon. Make sure to join us Wednesday, 9 p.m. Central Time on the live stream. We will break down, actually, one of the play-in games, I keep forgetting, is the West on Tuesday?
Yes.
We will have both West results from the play-in games. So we'll be talking about that, who the Thunder might match up against. We'll get a little more in-depth with our predictions. It'll be a great time. And then Friday night will be a night not to miss, because we will actually know the opponent. And then a week from today, you want to talk about a podcast not to miss. If they win Game 1,
belligerent.
That live stream, I expect Taylor to spit take, but with no shirt on.
And if they lose game one, well,
I expect Taylor to spit take with no shirt on. Very like, volatile on Sunday. It's going to be
like
awesome.
That should be behind a paywall.
Maybe so. Uncontested after dark. Hey, thank you guys so much for tuning in. We will see you Wednesday. Enjoy the next couple of days. Gloat, rub it in, get on social media and talk some trash. We deserve it. 2 years from the number two pick in the draft to the number one seed in the West. The rise has been meteoric. Last thing I need before we get out of here, you three and the people at the live pod, we need a resounding J-Dub bark before okay. we leave. You ready? I'll count you down.
Oh,
everybody,
what?
At the same time. One, two, three.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.